come on into the common room. This is your safe place. This is Open Space.
Hello and welcome back to Open Space. I'm Cruzy, and tonight in studio I'm joined by four wild students from Buddhist Wing Yan School. What are you guys chatting to us about tonight?
Animals.
Amazing animals, that's right. Before we get started, please could you introduce yourselves to our listeners?
My name is Sunny and I'm 11 years old.
I'm Rainy and I'm 10 years old.
My name is Christy and I'm 11 years old.
My name is Angel and I'm 12 years old.
Welcome. It's so lovely to meet all of you. And you guys have done lots of preparation and practice and maybe some research for our topic today on amazing animals. Who's going to get started for us? Angel, go ahead.
Hi, my name is Angel, and today our group will share some fantastic facts about some amazing animals. First of all, I want to tell you about where these animals live. The ocean is more than 11,000 feet deep and has many layers containing weird and wonderful sea creatures. First, there's the sunlight zone at the surface, then the twilight zone, the midnight zone, the abyssal zone, and finally the trend zone at the very bottom. The sunlight zone is the most shallow and is home to blue whales, sea turtles, jellyfish, and dolphins. Did you know that pink dolphins can be spotted in Hong Kong? Their real name is the Chinese white dolphin, but they look pink because of blood vessels showing through their skin. Fun fact time, did you know pink dolphins are born gray and change color as they grow? They blush brighter when they are excited. Pink dolphins use echolocation to find prey in the sunlight zone and they love to munch on fish and shrimps. Joke time, how do dolphins stay healthy? They take a lot of vitamin C.
Great joke, Angel. My name is Christy and I would like to tell you about the second deepest zone, which is known as the twilight zone. You can find swordfish, octopi, and catfish living there. Swordfish are powerful ocean predators. They get their name from their sword-like bill. Fun fact time, swordfish have a unique ability to warm their brains and eyes for better hunting in cold, deep water. This allows them to stun prey such as squid and fish with their bill. Next, I want to tell you about the third deepest zone known as the midnight zone. You can find viperfish and blobfish living there. Yes, you heard me right. The second name was blobfish. These sea animals have jelly-like bodies that have no swim bladder and little muscle. Fun fact time, blobfish turn into a blob if they are brought to the surface, hence their name. They are silent hunters. They wait for food to come to them, making them lie in prey predators. They swallow food whole as they have no teeth. Joke time, what did the dolphin say to the swordfish? You are looking sharp. How does a blobfish feel at the end of the day, slightly defeated?
Seriously, that's too funny, Christy. My name is Sunny, and I would like to share with you about the fourth zone, known as the abyssal zone. Here you can find sea animals that have adapted to crushing pressures and total darkness, including the gulper eel, the anglerfish, the vampire squid, and the Dumbo octopus. Anglerfish don't waste their time and energy hunting for prey. Instead, they've developed a fishing pole-like rod that sticks out from their head. At the end of it is a sack of bioluminescent bacteria that grows in the dark. Now that is weird and wonderful. Fun fact time, anglerfish have translucent teeth that are almost invisible in the deep sea's darkness, acting as hidden hooks to trap their prey. Finally, there's the trench zone. That is home to Mariana snailfish, xenophiophores, frilled sharks, dragonfish, and sea cucumbers. Sea cucumbers have 8 to 30 tentacles around their mouth. They are a tasty delicacy costing around $200 a kilo. Fun fact time, sea cucumbers can survive being cut in half as they can completely regenerate the missing half. When they feel threatened, they can spit out their organs. Ew, gross.
Wow, there really are some totally amazing animals in the ocean. My name is Rainy, and I'd like to share some ways that we can protect these sea animals. We can use less plastic by using our own water bottles and use reusable items such as bags, boxes, and straws. And we can recycle items and take part in beach cleanups. We can also try to conserve water by taking shorter showers and turning off the tap when brushing our teeth. Thanks for listening today. I'd like to recommend a book called Dolphin Tale. It's the story of a young dolphin who gets caught in a trap and severely damages her tail. She is rescued and transported to hospital, but her tail cannot be saved. The dolphin, named Winter, needs some help. Help comes in the form of a marine biologist, a prosthetics designer, and a devoted boy, who find a way to help Winter swim again. It's a heartwarming true story, so look out for the book and the film. There's time for just one more joke. How do you make an octopus laugh? Give it 10 tickles.
Wow, guys, I learned so many cool facts about amazing animals and all ocean animals as well. Do you guys love the ocean?
Yes.
You guys have shared so many incredible facts tonight. One thing I think that was also really, really special that you shared was about protecting the ocean and protecting all these incredible animals, even ones that we've never seen. Have you ever seen some wild different animals in Hong Kong while you've been out and about?
Yes, I have. Like, once my family and I went to Sai Kung for hiking, and then in the middle of the way, we suddenly saw this wild boar. And then, like, we didn't stop for taking photos because it seemed a bit dangerous. So we just, like, stopped there, wait for it to walk away, and then, like, continued walking on the path. It was a really special experience.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Sunny. That's really, really cool. And you did exactly the right thing, because wild animals, should we try and pet them or touch them or catch them?
No.
What do you think we should do with wild animals? There's a clue here. Sunny did it with his family.
We should just wait for them to leave.
Yeah, just leave them alone. Let them be their own wild animals. What other kinds of animals would you love to learn about?
I would like to learn about birds.
Why would you like to learn about birds, Angel?
Because they are cute.
They're cute, and they're quite amazing too, aren't they?
Yes.
What makes a bird really amazing to you?
They can fly very freedom in the sky.
Yeah, amazing. And Hong Kong has lots of different kinds of birds, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen a cockatoo in Hong Kong?
No, I haven't, but I've seen pigeons and sparrows around the park.
Yeah, and they're still quite amazing, aren't they?
Yeah.
What other kinds of animals would you like to learn about? So Angel would love to learn about birds. How about you guys?
I want to learn about rabbits.
Oh, so not like big wild animals, but maybe just
small,
cute, fluffy animals.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you guys have any pets?
Yes.
Oh, you all have pets. What kind of pets do you have?
I've got a tortoise.
Oh, very cool. What do you feed your tortoise and what's its name?
Our tortoise's name is Souffle because of its shell. It's very, it looks like a souffle. So before we bought the turtle, my parents and I like decided if the tortoise's shell would be flat, it would be called pancake. It was like souffle. It would be called souffle.
Very cool. That's a great name. And what does souffle eat?
It mostly eats the tortoise feed, and we also usually mix some Indian lettuce with it. And we change a type of vegetable every week, so just so it doesn't get bored with the food.
Well, it sounds like you and Rainy are very, very good at looking after your tortoise, and you think about all the different things it needs to grow and be healthy. That's wonderful. Angel and Christy, what pets do you have?
I have a cat.
Oh, is your cat kind of amazing?
Yeah.
What makes it amazing?
It's chubby and it's always sleeping.
It's chubby and it's always sleeping. That sounds pretty cool. Angel, how about you?
I have four turtles.
Four turtles. Lovely. Do you look after them very nicely too?
Yes. When I have free time, I will look after them.
Oh, nice one. And what are their names?
Their name is Lemon Tea and Fishbowl.
That's such good names. You call them after Hong Kong foods. Yes. So good. I love it. I love it. Well done, guys. It's been so much fun chatting to you today. Have you had fun?
Yes.
Yeah.
Before we go, we have a little mantra we like to say on Open Space. Can you say it with me?
We share our worries. We support each other. And we remember to have fun.
Oh, well done. Can you join me in saying bye-bye?
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.